Hi, listeners. J.R. Jameson here. We'll be back next month with all new episodes of The Facing Project. But until then, I want to share a special gift with you from our home station, the IPR radio drama, This American Carol. Light that fire, snuggle up with a warm drink, and enjoy. And happy holidays to you and yours.
Live from Sersa Hall on the beautiful campus of Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, it's the Indiana Public Radio Holiday Drama. I don't want a lot for Christmas. This year, we present to you the live radio broadcast of This American Carol, the world premiere of a new play by Jennifer Blackburn. Tonight, our story is told by a venerable cast of local talent direct from the Muncie and Ball State communities that you know and love. Perhaps you've seen them on the Muncie Civic Stage or in the University Theater. Perhaps you've even heard them on the morning news on Indiana Public Radio as you drive to work. Well, here they are, gathered in one place to tell this heartwarming holiday tale. So, turn up your radios, light the fireplace, and gather your loved ones around you as we bring to life this irreverent and unexpected holiday story. But before we begin tonight's radio drama, we'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the generosity of our public radio family. It's the support of this extended family that makes programs like the Holiday Radio Drama possible. This performance would not be possible without the generous support of our presenting sponsors, Lifestream Services and Indiana Michigan Power. With major support by Meeks Mortuary and Crematory, Michelle Walker Thrivent Financial, and Yorktown Public Library. Additional support for the radio drama is provided by Mark Service Center and Morrison Woods Health Campus. But mostly, we want to thank you, dear listeners, for it is the gift of your warm support that allows Indiana Public Radio to bring stories such as This American Carol to life. Thank you for being a part of our family. And now, Indiana Public Radio presents This American Carol.
Welcome to Life in This America. I'm your host, Elliot Payne. When I was a young boy of seven, the sunsets were golden and the crows sang lofty lullabies on the marshy shores of the local containment pond. One evening, as I ran home after playing kick the ball and hacky stick, I slipped on the grass and sat on my middle finger, bending it backwards. A couple of days ago, when I happened to show my middle finger to my producer, Gary, he looked at it and said, "When did you break your middle finger, Elliot?" I looked at Gary and said, "Gary, I never broke my middle finger." "Yes, you did," he said. I looked at Gary and I said, "Look, Gary, I think I'd know if I broke my middle finger." And then I looked at it and I saw that it was crooked. If you're a regular listener, you'll understand that the story I just told you is a metaphor, and that it most likely has nothing to do with the subject of today's program, which is corporate America. My other producer, Carly Dickens, the one who isn't Gary, and as far as I know, has never broken her middle finger, brings us the story of a woman finding success in Silicon Valley, which is a bit misleading because this company's headquarters is in Booger Hole, West Virginia, which is a real town. I looked it up. And this makes me think about this one time when I was in graduate school and—
Hey, Elliot.
Yes, Gary.
You're pontificating again.
I am not. I'm setting the stage for a more nuanced understanding of the story we're about to hear.
Uh-huh. Remember last month when you told me you'd give me $100 the next time you started to ramble?
And now, Act 1, the tight-fisted hand at the grindstone.
morning, ma'am. Welcome to Grindstone Coffee. May I...
Give me a 2/3 calf triple ristretto affogato venti, 2-pump mango whip, 1-pump classic with a twist of...
I'm Carly Dickens for Life in This America. Meet Carol Farquaad. Carol is the CEO, COO, CFO, EIO, and EIEIO of Smart Home Kitchen Essentials.
Wait, hold up. How many scoops of protein?
Ugh, weren't you listening?
27 years ago, Carol Farquaad and her friend Marlene Jacobs founded Smart Home Kitchen Essentials, which became one of the first companies to merge high-tech with single-use kitchen gadgets. Their breakthrough product was the Smalt, a smart salt shaker that uses a phone app to dispense the condiment.
The first generation Smalt was a 15-inch probe that hooked up to a Palm Pilot. It was a little unwieldy.
You know, when I pitched the idea for an episode of Life in This America about female entrepreneurs, it was really just an elaborate ruse to meet one of my heroes. Carol Farquaad is a trailblazer, a smart, stylish, second-wave feminist, hashtag girl boss, riding the tech boom straight to the top of the high-stakes world of automated spice dispensing. Carol and I meet for an interview on a frosty mid-December morning at the local coffee house.
Can you hear me okay? Test, 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 test!
Whoa, yeah. That's great, Ms. Farquaad.
This is so exciting. I've never done a radio show.
Just speak in your normal voice.
Would you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Carol Farquaad, and I'm Chief Executive Officer, Chief Operations Officer, Chief Financial Officer, Equity and Inclusion Officer, and Entrepreneurship Incentive Enterprise Investment Officer for Smart Home Kitchen Essentials, LLC. You can call me Carol.
Carol, I have to say that meeting you is a dream come true for me. I've been obsessed with your company since Santa brought me a Smalt Mark II for kids with built-in grinder for Christmas.
Oh, yes. The Mark II was a great model until the recall. Turns out toddlers like to stick their thumbs in places they shouldn't.
What would you say is your secret?
Honestly, Karen...
Carly.
Honestly, Carly, I'd say that my company is successful because I lean in. I lean way in. I lean way, way in. And I don't apologize. And I dare to lead. And I seize that corner office and I seize the day. In fact, I seize every day.
Of course.
And I expect the same from every member of my team.
But Smart Home has had a disappointing third quarter this year.
Yes, we have. The third generation Smepper isn't performing as well as we'd hoped. But we're hard at work on a new product to debut at International Kitchen Con in January.
Really? Kitchen Con? That's huge.
I know. The pressure's intense. But there's a problem.
What's that?
Marlene is dead, to begin with.
What? Marlene's dead?
Well, not dead dead. But she went to Florida, so she might as well be. She didn't even tell me. I mean, she's my best friend. Was my best friend. Who does that?
Well, it sounds like it was a surprise.
And she left at the worst time of the year. But we'll manage. We always do.
In addition to this interview, Carol gave my team access to their entire operation. We placed microphones in offices, conference rooms, even the staff break room.
There won't be any surprises. I know my business.
We proceed to Smart Home's headquarters, where I sit in on a pitch meeting run by Rob Pratchett, Carol's AVP of product design.
So close.
All right, folks, settle down. Jerry, it's your turn. What do you got?
Okay. Ready, everybody? Introducing the Smaprika.
What does it do?
Isn't it obvious?
Well, that's actually the best part. It dispenses cumin.
No.
Yes.
No, Jerry. I mean no as in no.
Okay. Great effort, Jerry. Fred, how about you? What are you working on?
The Smoon.
What does it do?
It keeps food at a constant temperature on the journey from plate to mouth.
Interesting.
We can pair it with a smork.
No, come on, people. We gotta start thinking bigger. Maybe even beyond the kitchen. Like, I don't know, smart luggage.
Smuggage. Or smart underwear.
Smunderwear. Stop it, you two.
I have an idea.
Whatever it is needs to be efficient, but only at one thing. Portable, but sturdy, modern looking.
I have an idea.
And tied to a complicated subscription service, like our Smalt Club. 5-pound buckets of salt delivered every week.
We get a lot of complaints about that, actually.
Why don't we hear what Belle's got?
Belle doesn't pitch. She's a secretary. Her job is to take notes and make coffee.
Coffee maker's broken.
It's been broken for years.
Focus, people. We're not in the business of coffee makers.
Actually, we kind of are.
This is a brainstorming meeting, and Belle's a part of the team.
Efficiency, Rob! Keep it going, keep it moving, boom, boom, boom!
Never mind. It's a stupid idea anyway.
I'm sure it isn't, Belle.
Go on, Belle.
Okay. It's a smart dishwasher. It connects to your phone, and you can start it from anywhere. Like if you forget, you can set a timer, change temperature, or do any extra drying, all from your phone.
Wow, that's really good.
We'll call it the Smish Washer.
Nice. Think you could program something like that, Fred?
Not a problem.
I've also been thinking about a smart trash can.
The Smash Can.
Built-in odor controls, automatic bagging features.
Amazing!
No, no, no! We don't do appliances, just gadgets. Belle would know that if she had more experience. She hasn't learned enough. She hasn't paid her dues. When I came up with the smoke...
The smoke wasn't your idea, Carol. It was Marlene's.
Where is Marlene, anyway?
She's gone.
What?
She left, retired, moved to Florida, good riddance.
How can you say that? You started this company together. Haven't you been friends forever?
Friends forever? What does that mean, anyway, friends forever? There is no forever. There's only next quarter. I don't have any friends. I don't need any friends. And what the... is that beeping?
The fax machine is on the fritz.
We have a fax machine?
What's a fax machine?
What I need is a staff who can come up with a plan to keep this company afloat before each and every one of them loses their jobs. And until you can do that, all time off is hereby canceled, effective immediately.
But Christmas is next week.
So it is.
You can't cancel the holidays.
Nothing closes for the holidays anymore. If we want to beat the competition, we shouldn't either.
Yes, but staff morale.
Let's see what happens to morale when they all lose their jobs.
No.
What?
I've seen the numbers, Carol. They're not that bad.
Bad is bad. Shareholders need to see growth every single quarter or they'll dump our stock like an underdone potato. KitchenCon is in 6 weeks and we've got Bupkis. Everyone, go home and break the news to your families. I expect to see every last one of you at your desk bright and early tomorrow morning. And somebody fix that fax machine!
Oh, God, did you hear that?
So, that was kind of intense. You know, maybe we should think about doing this another time.
No, no, it's okay. Stay. You want to know how I do it? This is how. I make hard decisions and I stand by them. Did you record all of that in there?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. I've got nothing to hide. But maybe we can do some creative editing. Maybe take out that last bit.
Who's Skyping you?
Marlene.
Carol.
Florida, huh?
We always said we'd retire early, drink Mai Tais on the beach together. Operative word being together, which we're not.
Whose fault is that? You just up and leave and don't tell me?
This can't be a surprise. Every month for the past 2 years, I have said to you that I am ready to retire.
And I told you I'm not.
Well, I'm done waiting.
What about our legacy, huh? What about this beautiful thing we built together? If I leave, that's it. The whole thing falls apart.
It does not. Our staff is more than capable.
Of what? Coming up with ridiculous ideas, making us the laughingstock of the entire automated unitask kitchen spice dispenser industry?
You have to let go, or you're going to keel over in your office looking at spreadsheets.
We wanted to do great things. Pave the way for women like us to become leaders.
We did those great things, Carol. And now, I'm ready for the next adventure.
Well, I'm not done with this one yet.
When will it be enough? When are you going to stop struggling and let yourself be happy?
I'm perfectly happy. I'm busy, Marlene. I have to go.
Really?
30 years of friendship, and this is how it ends?
You're the one who left without saying goodbye.
Okay, but before you go, I set up some important meetings for you before I left.
What? I don't have time to tie up your loose ends.
I have no loose ends, but you do.
Who are these meetings with?
Some folks who can help you figure things out.
Consultants?
Sure, consultants. Okay, that works.
Great. How much are these consultants gonna cost me?
Nothing but time.
That's in short supply. I gotta go, Marlene.
Goodbye, Carol. Good luck. Hey, say so long to Rosie for me.
Are you okay?
Fine, I'm fine. I'm great, actually. This is a new beginning, a fresh start. Marlene wasted so much time making the staff happy that she didn't care if they accomplished anything. Now, without all her baggage and talk about work-life balance, I'm gonna Six Sigma the heck out of this place until we're a lean, mean, smoke-making machine.
Who's Rosie?
Huh?
Marlene told you to say so long to Rosie.
Oh, yeah, this is Rosie. She sits on my desk.
Oh, a doll. Aw, she's cute. She looks handmade.
I don't remember.
I love her little kerchief and jumpsuit.
It's Rosie the Riveter.
Who?
Rosie the Riveter from World War II. We can do it! The poster with the biceps? Who taught you history?
The internet. What's that?
A new meeting.
For when?
Now.
That's the end of Act One. More of Life in This America after station identification and a word from our sponsors.
New from the makers of Suzuki Isakoff. Do you suffer from mild to moderate parental transmogrification dysphoria?
Go wash your hands.
Why don't you go wash your hands?
It's time for dinner.
Why don't you go eat your dinner?
I'm going to.
OMG, Dad. You're such a boomer.
Studies have shown that repeated exposure to teenage human offspring can elevate blood pressure and cause surges in the stress hormone cortisol.
What's up, dude? Did you insta-chat that slappin' new twit pog to the dank meme cast?
Nah, bruh. I tweeted the poppin' off new TikTok vid to the Twitch stream chat instead.
It do be slappin' though. That's whack.
But now there's hope. Ask your doctor about Damadol. Damadol works on your nervous system by providing universal translation matrices that promote a sense of assurance that you are, in fact, a good parent. Damadol should only be used after other therapies, such as a long weekend at a day spa and or a wild overnight trip to Vegas, have been tried to no effect. Ask your doctor about Damadol.
Time for school, kids.
Thank you, Father. Sibling, do you have your school books?
Why, yes, sibling. Thank you for reminding me. Don't forget your warm winter coat.
I won't.
Thanks, Damadol.
Side effects of Damadol include headache, backache, left big toe ache, shortness of breath, mild fever, increase in shoe size, mood swings, night sweats, day sweats, evening sweats, morning sweats, nose polyps, and sudden death. Ask your doctor about Damadol.
You're listening to Life in This America. I'm your host, Elliot Payne. If you're just joining us, our producer, Dickie Carlton...
Carly Dickens.
Carly Dickens has been granted behind-the-scenes access to Smart Home Kitchen Essentials, a woman-owned tech business. Which reminds me of a time when I was just learning how to walk. And my uncle... Two tubs of mayonnaise, an angry dachshund, and a battered copy of The Old Man and the Sea. Gary?
Yeah?
What was that? What just happened?
What do you mean?
my voice. I, like, just started talking really fast.
Oh, I pressed fast forward.
But aren't we recording this now?
Yes.
Then how can you fast forward me?
You're in radio, you know how it works.
Gary!
I just pressed the button, right here on the console.
But how can you fast forward me if I'm here now, talking in real time into this microphone and—
Elliot, are you okay?
No! No, I am not okay. I'm definitely not okay.
We have to keep going.
Why keep going if there's no such thing as free will? If we are merely going through the motions, then why do anything?
Because we only have the studio for another 30 minutes. There's a band coming in next, the Swearing Parrots.
I need a break.
Good idea, Elliot. Just give us the intro to Act 2 so we can keep going.
Right, yeah. And now Act 2, Swearing Parrots.
Three meetings.
Whatever. Three meetings.
All right, good. Now go get some water or a snack or something.
My Nutter Butters! Gary, did you steal my Nutter Butters?
How's your sandwich?
Oh, fine, thanks. Do you always eat dinner in your office?
Most nights. It's easier to think after everyone goes home. I use the time to brainstorm how to synergize the most effective workflow strategies for optimum creativity and conceptually elevated content generation.
What about this new meeting?
I'll deal with it in the morning.
What is that?
What's what?
That sound, that squeaky sound. Don't you hear that?
Wait, I know that sound. I haven't heard that sound since... the 90s?
Mail call!
Oh, what the?
Mail call! Hiya, Carol. Remember me?
Sure. Of course. You're the mail guy.
At your service. Who's your little friend?
I'm Carly.
What are you doing here? We haven't had physical mail delivery in years.
I believe I'm expected. I have an appointment.
An appointment for a mail clerk? Is this some kind of joke?
No joke. I got some mail for you, Carol, but it's too much to fit in my cart here. You gotta come with me.
We're busy.
It won't take long, I promise.
All right, just a few minutes.
Hey, what's going on? What the heck is happening?
You remember, don't you, Carol?
This looks like... Is this my garage? I sold this house 15 years ago!
Are you okay there, young lady?
Don't mind me, I'm just hyperventilating a little.
Is that Marlene? Look how young she is! Marlene! Hey, Marlene!
She can't hear you, you're with me.
So?
When was the last time you ever paid attention to the mail guy? Or any of your staff. People only see me when they want to. You're with me, so...
Marlene, are you listening to that song again?
It's super festive.
It's super annoying. And it's never gonna last. Is that you? Holy crap, Carol, look at your hair.
Give me a break. It's 1994.
I wasn't even born yet.
How old are you?
25.
Oh, good gravy.
1994. Gas costs $1 a gallon. Forrest Gump tops the box office. Cell phones the size of bricks cost $1,000. You feeling better over there, little lady?
Yeah. So is this like a memory or something?
Or something.
But why am I here?
Shh.
Help me with these boxes, will you, Marlene? And let me know when you come across the Aquanet. I need a touch-up.
I am so excited, Carol. Aren't you excited? Isn't this exciting?
It totally is. Have you seen the stapler?
Take a break. Come on. I have champagne. Let's toast the moment.
It's just paperwork, Marlene. It's no big deal.
It is a big deal. Look at us. this afternoon at exactly 2:07 p.m. on December 23rd, 1994, two women filed articles of incorporation in Clay County, West Virginia, to officially establish their brand new company. Envisioned, created, owned, and operated entirely by women!
Smart Home Kitchen Essentials. Putting your computer to work for you.
I'm telling you, Carol, I can feel it. This internet thing is really gonna take off.
And we're gonna take off with it. Zoom!
Cheers.
Cheers.
To my best friend.
And mine.
Oh, time for presents. Open mine first. Open it, open it!
All right, calm down. A doll?
Look closely.
Rosie the Riveter?
Yes, I made her myself. She sits on your desk. Whenever you feel discouraged, just look at her and think, we can do it.
I love it. Thanks.
Okay, my turn. Gimme, gimme. A coffee maker?
State-of-the-art, 8-cup automatic, fully programmable for us and our future employees in the future break room of our future office.
That's wonderful, Carol. Very practical. Very you.
You're welcome.
Are you scared?
Huh? Why would I be scared?
It's official. We filed the paperwork. We got a loan. What if nobody takes us seriously?
Then we'll make them take us seriously. We're the bosses, remember? We can be as tough as any man.
But I don't want to run our business like a man does. If we do that, we're missing the point. I mean, look at us. Two women. Awesome women. Smart women. I want to be successful on our terms.
And we will be.
What if it changes us?
We're doing this together. We'll keep each other in check. If we're successful...
Oh, when we're successful.
When we're successful, we'll still be there for each other. Always.
Promise?
Pinky promise. But we've got a long way to go before that becomes an issue. One step at a time, okay?
Okay. What does Rosie say?
We can do it!
What a wonderful story, Carol.
Yeah. That was a good day.
Off we go. Next delivery.
What? Why?
Neither rain nor snow nor laws of physics and the space-time continuum will stay us from the swift completion of the yada, yada, yada.
Where are we going?
Through here.
Oh, no. Oh, everything's going all wobbly again.
Don't barf on my mail card. Barfing on the mail is a federal offense.
I'm fine.
I'm not. I hate this song.
Me too, Martha! Let's dance!
Where the heck are we?
Marlene's mouth-watering millennial rave-up.
This is the office? I didn't recognize it. Look at those lights and the food and... Whoa, is that an ice sculpture?
It's a huge waste. All that money just melting away.
Hey, look everyone! Buzz is here!
Hi, Buzz!
Hey, everybody!
Buzz? Your name is Buzz?
Buzz Lauterman, at your service.
I thought they couldn't see us, Buzz Lauterman.
Well, they can see us when they want to.
Dance with us, Buzz!
And in this timeline, I'm the reigning limbo champion of floors 1 through 3. Gotta go defend my title.
Come on, Buzz! It's time to boogie! Woo!
Hey, Marlene throws a heck of a party, huh?
She insists. It's important for staff morale, she says. I tell her that holiday bonuses boost morale more than parties.
Oh, you give your staff holiday bonuses?
Actually, no. We give our shareholders dividends, but it's the same thing.
Hey, everybody. Tonight, we're gonna party like it's 1999!
Yeah!
Turn off that computer, Carol Farquaad. Come dance with us.
I can't.
Why not?
Y2K? We're not ready.
We'll be fine.
You don't know that.
My uncle says Y2K is all a big hoax.
See? Martha's uncle says it's a big hoax.
Yeah, but my other uncle built a concrete bunker to ride out the end of the world. So they kind of cancel each other out.
How about this? My friend's nephew is in town. I'll ask him to come by Monday to check our code. He's only 15, but apparently he's some kind of computer whiz. Mark something. Strange last name. Lickenberg Stuckerberg?
We're not putting our entire lives in the hands of a pimply teenager.
We only have two computers.
And our entire business is on both of them.
There's a time for work and a time for life.
Yes. And you're always living, and I'm always working.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why do I always have to be the responsible one?
You've changed.
Somebody has to.
Buzz! Buzz! Stop limboing and get over here!
What's up?
Take me home!
Oh, no way. I'm having a blast.
Get me out of here!
Don't blame me if you can't stand the past. It's your past.
All right. That's it. Come here, you little pipsqueak!
Carol, what are you doing?
Help me stuff him in here!
What? No, that's his mailbag!
Hey, stop that! I'll let him go, Carol! Stop it!
Because
this is a dream! It's all a dream!
The ice sculpture! What is happening to the ice sculpture?
What? Yes! Moving! Why is it moving?
Why does it have teeth? And why is it coming this way?
Run!
Carol. Wake up!
What? Where are we?
Your office.
Ha! See? I was right. All a dream.
No, no way. That was too real. And what about the ice monster? And the teeth? And the people? And the Y2K?
Nothing but a bad dream and acid reflux.
I'm all wet! And so are you! And doesn't it bother you that we both have the same bad dream?
Oh, no.
Now what?
That'll be me, boss.
What were you doing under my desk?
Somebody said the fax machine needed to be fixed.
The fax machine is not under my desk.
I was checking your Ethernet connection.
The fax machine needs Ethernet?
Everything needs Ethernet.
Well, what is Ethernet anyway?
A system for forming a LAN with protocols to avoid simultaneous transmission.
Who are you?
I'm from tech support. I got an appointment. Look at your calendar.
He's right. It says tech support.
Tech support doesn't need an appointment. You just show up, fix things, and leave.
Yep. Most of the time, you don't even know we're there. But I need an appointment for this one. This is a big job, boss.
What?
Big. Big job. The biggest. Oh. Come with me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I refuse.
I'll cut your wireless. See? Told you.
Make it quick.
You bringing your friend? Hey, what's your name?
Oh, Carly.
You want some pork rinds, Carly?
No thanks.
Cheese doodles? Tostarinos? Turkey jerky? Wasabi peas? Salsa getty? Fried crickets? Durian chips? Lutefisk?
You really carry all that in your tool bag?
Sure do. I don't get dinner breaks, so I gotta eat when I can.
Let's get this over with, please.
Right through here, boss.
What time is it?
8 a.m.
Oh, would you look at that? Everybody's on time for once.
Yeah, your tirade yesterday kind of put them all on notice.
That's good. I mean, look how hard they're working.
Sure. Yeah. Good stuff. We're starting over here. I gotta load a couple of drivers onto this here print hub.
I can't go in there. I'm wearing the same clothes I wore yesterday.
They can't see you, remember? Tech support comes in, fixes things, leaves. When you're with me, nobody can see you unless they want to. It's kind of like a superpower.
But I...
Hey, Jerry, have you seen Belle?
I saw her heading into the break room, but that was a while ago.
Keep an eye on my station, would you? Don't want the Wicked Witch of the West swinging by while I'm not here.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little spreadsheet, too.
How about a little fire, Jerry?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the meanest of them all?
That's a different witch.
No, it isn't. That's the witch from Frozen, right?
No, there is no witch in Frozen.
Yes, there is. She makes ice.
That's Elsa. She's not a witch. Well, She's kind of a witch, but not like a witchy witch.
Wait. Which is witchy?
Good gravy. Is this what they talk about all day?
I want a sandwich.
Come on, I have to replace a router in the break room.
Hey, Belle. You in here?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Looking over my notes. Marlene put me in charge of planning the holiday party this year.
She did?
Yeah. It was going to be awesome. Best one ever. I got a deal with that new molecular gastronomy place around the corner.
Turn up the beat?
That's the one. We were going to have glow-in-the-dark caviar and strawberries frozen in liquid nitrogen and a coconut and truffle foam, and the whole thing was going to be set up like a giant edible Christmas tree.
Wow, that sounds really fun.
And I even booked my favorite band.
The Swearing Parrots?
Yeah.
Really? They're awesome!
I love the Swearing Parrots.
I know, right? Pass me the electrical tape.
Shh!
That's quite a big project, Belle.
I know, but I don't care. I did it because I love this place. I love working here. Well, I loved working here. But lately, Carol's always angry and Marlene's gone and everything's different and my ideas...
Your ideas are great, Belle.
Thanks.
I wish Carol would have left instead of Marlene.
What? Oh, no. Carol's the reason I work here.
Huh?
She's like a goddess to me, Fred. Really, I've always wanted to run my own business. I studied product design in college, and I wrote a case study about Carol and her philosophy. She's smart and powerful, and she always speaks her mind, and I wish I had half of her courage. I want her to mentor me, but whenever I'm around her, I just get nervous and I just freeze up.
That's not on you, Belle. Have you ever considered the fact that Carol's just a... What was that?
Microwave. Want some Hot Pocket?
No, thanks.
Never meet your heroes, huh? They always disappoint you.
No. No! I don't believe that for a second. You don't have to be a horrible human being to be successful. At least I don't think you do. You know what? I've been thinking about yesterday's meeting. Programming a dishwasher from your phone can give the user tons of options.
That's what I thought.
And instant odor control on the smash can, that's really quite clever.
Plus, you can take the smash idea literally with a built-in compactor.
You know what, Belle? I think that this moment right now is one of those moments that we're going to look back on years from now. A moment when everything changes.
What are you saying?
I've been thinking about this for a while now. Today was the last straw. We don't need Carol. We don't need these jobs. With your awesome ideas and my programming expertise, I think it's our turn to be in charge of our own company. What do you say?
Oh, wow. You really think we could do that?
Of course.
They can't do that. Can they do that? You can't do that!
They can't hear you. Hand me that screwdriver, will you?
You can't do that! This is my company! Those are my ideas!
You shot down those ideas.
I did not! I was thinking about them.
If I recall, your exact wording was no. You said that Belle hadn't, what was it? Paid her dues.
What's wrong with working your way up? I never had anything just handed to me.
Hand me that crescent wrench.
I think that sounds amazing, Fred. I'm in.
What, so Belle has to pay dues because you did?
No. I mean, yes. I mean...
Pass me that can of liquid nitrogen.
This is really exciting, Belle. Let's meet after work tomorrow and we'll get started.
You know what? I'll sue.
What?
Pass me that blowtorch.
They signed non-compete agreements so they can't work in any kitchen gadget or tech-related business for at least 2 years. Did you hear that? I'll sue!
They can't hear you. Cover your eyes, please.
Really? So what, they don't work for you or they don't work at all?
Everybody does it.
That doesn't make it any less horrible.
Okay, all done in here. Next stop, gotta set up a monitor over at Rob's desk.
I know. I'm so sorry, honey. What did they say?
Hold this cable for me, will you? We can't hook it up until Rob gets off the phone.
I know, honey. I know. I still think you should go without me.
Sounds like he's talking to his wife. Poor Emily hasn't seen her family for 4 years.
We're all making sacrifices.
I told you, Marlene left suddenly, and we're trying to come up with something to preview at KitchenCon. You know I can't. We both need to work to make ends meet. And what about Tim's medical bills?
Medical bills?
His son was born prematurely with congenital muscular disease. 3 months in the NICU.
Sweetheart, stop crying. We'll get through this.
Our company pays for medical insurance.
Oh, sure. Remember a few years back when you changed health insurance carriers from Gold Standard Platinum Employee Life and Health to some online outfit called MaybeYouWon'tDie.com?
You did that?
Deductibles quadrupled. No dental or vision.
I didn't have a choice.
Record profits that year. Stockholders were really impressed.
I have to go. Carol needs his estimate on her desk when she gets in. I love you too. Bye. Oh, hey, Topper. Didn't see you there.
Hey, Rob. Just hooking up your new monitor.
Thanks. That's kind of you.
Topper? Your name is Topper?
How's Emily?
Not good. We had to cancel Christmas with her folks this year.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
They've never even met Tim.
How is he, by the way?
He's great.
You got any photos?
Sure do.
Oh, hey, look at that. He's standing on his own.
Yeah. The doctors weren't sure if he'd be able to, but look at that, would you? He's a strong little guy. So proud of him.
That's great.
I'm going to head over to Grindstone and pick up coffee before the boss gets here. You want some?
Nah, I'm good. Merry Christmas, Rob.
Hanukkah Sameach, Topper.
You okay, Carol?
I'm fine.
You don't look fine. You look kind of green.
I didn't know about Rob's son.
Well, you approved his family leave request.
Human Resources takes care of all that. I just sign what they tell me to.
Right. Human Resources. Fourth floor. We're headed up there next. They're getting a whole new server set up.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I need to go lie down.
Lie down? Lie down? No, ma'am. We get paid by the hour. We don't get to lie down. We're still on the clock. Got to replace some HDMI cables, reset the backup server, fix a couple of junction boxes.
I have to get out of here.
Okay, but the wireless is down. Good luck logging into Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Topper, are these loose cables over here? Are they looking at me?
Don't mind them. It's just the Ethernet.
Why are they moving?
Ethernet lonely. Ethernet wanna give you a big, big hug.
I don't want a big hug.
Sure you do. Ethernet loves you. Ethernet loves everything.
But why does the Ethernet have teeth?
LAN! Protocols! Face Twitter! InstaSnap! Tick tock, tick tock.
It's coming this way. Run!
Oh, that was close. What are you doing?
Well, I'm writing this down. Money-grubbing miser visited by strange phantoms. You know, this would make a great book, or maybe a movie, or like a play. You know, that insurance move was pretty crappy, Carol.
It's just business. Profits had dipped, and our shareholders were getting upset, and you know what? I don't owe you an explanation. I don't owe you anything.
But I looked up to you.
Not again. It's another meeting. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, please, no.
What is it this time?
Human Resources! I only know one person up there.
Who's that?
Jolene Dilber. The day she started work, we told her that the fourth floor was hers, and then...
What?
We never saw her again.
I see. So as long as the hiring and firing and downsizing and consolidation stays on the fourth floor, out of sight, then everything's great.
Whose side are you on?
I was on yours, and now I'm not so sure.
Let's get this over with. The elevator's this way.
Hold on. Is that Belle and Fred?
Traitors.
Whoa, look. Check them out.
What do you mean?
They look different. As in, like, amazing.
It's terrible here, Fred.
I know. I'm glad you suggested we check in. Jerry's tick is worse. Martha's completely lost her bubbly optimism, and Rob is miserable. We have to do something.
I have an idea.
Who are you calling?
Our accountant.
Oh, elevator's here. Hey, so did they look different to you?
They did.
I wonder what it is.
Armani. Fred's wearing an Armani suit. He doesn't make Armani money.
Oh, yeah. I get that. I'm more of a Goodwill kind of person myself.
Fourth floor. Watch your step.
Jeez, what's with the lighting up here?
Hello? Hello, it's Miss Farquaad. I have an appointment. Oh, there you are. Hello, Jolene. I have an appointment. It just appeared on my calendar. Don't mind her. She's with me. Okay, we'll wait.
These chairs are really uncomfortable.
Why are we waiting? Doesn't she know this is my company? How long have we been waiting?
4 hours. 4 hours? Does time work differently up here?
I don't have my glasses. What's that sign say?
If you've been waiting for more than 16 hours, please let us know.
What about that sign?
Live, laugh, love.
Jolene, it's good to see you. How's your family? Do you have a family? What's this? Retirement papers? There must be some mistake. I'm not retiring. I won't retire for a long, long time. Of course I have a choice. It's my company. What? When? No. That would never happen. The board trusts me. They love me. They think I'm doing an excellent job and... Hostile takeover? By whom? Fezziwig and Holywell Home Solutions? Wait, you mean Belle and Fred? Those two bought my company? How? But those were my ideas! Those were my ideas! But no, I can't retire. I won't. Oh, where are you going? Come back here! Jolene! Don't make me leave here just because you can!
Hey, we're back on the elevator. How'd we get back on the elevator?
I have no idea.
1 second ago, you were channeling Dolly Parton, and then I blinked, and we're back here.
I know, Carly. I was there.
Where are we going?
First floor. Watch your step.
It's Belle and Fred.
And my staff.
Happy holidays, everyone!
It's been a banner year. We've made so much money! Raises for everyone and bonuses, too!
Look at all this money!
Make it rain! Make it rain!
Hey, Martha. Look at my new necklace.
Hey, Jerry. Look at my new necklace.
Ooh, gorgeous! Did you hear about the old boss?
No, Jerry, what happened?
She tripped over the broken fax machine, fell face first into the broken coffee maker. Now, she's kind of broken.
That's terrible.
Stuck at home all by herself. Guess who her nurse is?
Who?
Rob's wife, Emily Pratchett.
Oh, no, not again. How do we get back in here?
Hold on to your butts, please.
We're falling!
Sub basement. Final stop. Thank you for traveling here after elevators. We know you have a choice in otherworldly descent transportation, and we're grateful you selected us. Good luck.
Emily?
Coming, Miss Farquaad.
I want a 2/3 calf triple ristretto, mango.
No, coffee. I'll get you some water.
3 scoops of protein, 3 scoops.
If you want coffee, you'll have to get it yourself.
I can't do that.
Well, then, I guess you're out of luck.
You're here to serve me.
I'm here to take care of you. Big difference.
Are Rob and Martha and Jerry and Fred coming to see me?
No.
Good riddance to all of them. I gave them everything, and this is the thanks I get. I guess loyalty doesn't mean anything anymore. But you're loyal, aren't you, Emily?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What do I pay you for?
You don't pay me. The home health agency pays me.
Well, they pay you too much.
They pay me an excellent wage, actually, and wonderful benefits. And with Rob's raise...
Rob got a raise?
Mm-hmm. Fred and Belle gave everyone a raise and a large bonus to make up for the raises they should have received when you were in charge. He put money aside for Tim's medical treatment. Now he's even going to college. No thanks to you.
I gave Rob his start.
Yeah, you got him started, but then you held him back. And he was too nice to tell you to get lost.
That's because he was loyal and he knew his place.
Ms. Farquaad, I'll come in here and get you water and change your dressings and take excellent care of you because it's my job and I'm very good at it. I do it for Rob's sake and for my sake and for my family and all world's sake, but not for your sake.
I want a new nurse.
Great. I'll let the office know, but I can already tell you it's going to be difficult to find someone else. Look, Miss Farquaad, I wish you a long life.
Oh, no, come back! Please! Stay! Stay!
Come out, wherever you are.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for the monster.
Huh?
The last 2 times things went all weird, we were chased by a thing with teeth. I just want to be prepared.
No need. The monster's right here.
What?
Please, somebody, anyone. I don't want to be alone.
What do you mean, the monster's right here?
Look at her. Pathetic, disgusting, weak, old, sad.
Carol, that woman is you.
I know that. Look at her. I'm so scared, Carly. I'm terrified. What's going to happen to me? The world doesn't give a crap about an aging woman. Men get more distinguished and powerful as they age. Women just get old. They disappear. They become irrelevant. I don't want to turn into her.
Then don't.
That's easy for you to say. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Easy? You think I've got it easy? Nobody takes me seriously as a journalist. My student loan debt is the size of a literal house. I can't afford health insurance, and whenever I say anything, people like you tell me to just get another job and stop buying lattes. And you know what? I'm done. I'm out. I was super excited to research this story because you're this amazing woman, and you made everything work in spite of the odds, and I couldn't wait to meet you and learn how you did it. And now? Well, now I see you did it by being just as cutthroat, just as cynical, and just as squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, and covetous an old sinner as everyone else. You co-opt feminism for your own selfish needs.
I've fought my entire life, and I'm tired. I'm just so tired. I don't know how else to exist in a broken system.
Carol, you are the system.
What?
The system isn't some faceless beast growling at us from the outside. The system is you and me. It's all of us together. You can change things right here, right now. You have the power to make a difference.
I can't do it alone.
You're not alone.
Yes, I am. I'm totally, utterly alone.
You're not. You've got me.
I do?
Yes.
What happened to I'm done, I'm out?
You might be able to convince me to stick around.
Really?
Sure. Why not? I'm curious to see how this all ends.
I'd like that.
Me too.
Well, come on then, but turn that thing off. I don't want any of this next bit recorded.
Huh? But Carol, I need to...
Are you coming or not?
Well, what about the ending? Carol, I have to record something. Slow down! Wait for me!
Okay, folks.
Is that it? There's more coming, right? It looks like that's the end of Act Two. We'll hopefully return with some sort of conclusion of this episode of Life in This America after station identification and a word from our sponsor.
New from the makers of Koozie Quetigluck.
Thank you for calling Cablecast. Your call is very important to us. Please hold the line, and your call will be answered by the next available operator.
Do you suffer from mild to moderate utility suspension disbelief? If so, ask your doctor about Damn It All.
If you'd like to speak to an operator, please press 4-7-2-3-4-9, or say, operator.
Operator.
Goodbye.
Studies have shown that repeated exposure to automated answering systems can cause heart arrhythmias and elevated levels of adrenaline.
Please enter your 38-digit account number with dashes between the first six numbers, followed by a dollar sign, then the letters Q, B, S, followed by the pound sign.
Wait, how many dashes?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Operator.
Goodbye.
But now there's hope. Ask your doctor about Damn It All. Damn It All works on your nervous system by promoting hormonal responses similar to those observed in test subjects who listen to Benedict Cumberbatch saying the word penguin. Damn It All should only be used after other therapies, such as going off the grid and living like a hermit, have been tried to no effect.
Your call is important to us. Please hold the line.
Hello, thank you for calling Cablecast. My name is Janine. Can you confirm your account number? Hello? Is anyone there? Okay. Goodbye, I guess.
Side effects of Damn It All include moderate to severe singing in the shower, sweaty teeth, wedgies, achy spleen, 4 score and 7 years ago, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, sore scalp, and sudden death. Ask your doctor about Damn It All.
We're back for Act Three, the final act of Life in This America. If you've just joined us, our story of Carl Farquaad, a tech executive navigating the cutthroat world of electronic smart home kitchen gadgets, has gone completely off the rails. And our protagonist has disappeared, along with Carl McPickens, our producer. And I, dear listeners, have just emerged from an existential crisis of epic proportions that was only soothed by a dozen peanut-shaped packages of processed bliss that I just happened to find stuffed in my producer Gary's locker. What I learned in my peanut butter-induced euphoria is that abstraction is no longer a concept. The cookie is not a peanut, per se, but a hyper-peanut, a simulacra of a peanut, a mirror peanut that engenders the territory of the peanut whose vestiges persist as cultural echoes. Therefore, despite its shape, I was ingesting not a peanut, but the idea of a peanut, whereby...
Hey. Elliot?
Gary, I've got my eye on you.
Uh-huh. The swearing parrots are in the lobby.
So?
They're getting mad.
What are they going to do, swear at me?
Yeah. Did you know the swearing parrots are actually parrots?
Really? So the band is not a simulacra of the swearing parrot, but rather the real...
Hey, Elliot, they're headed for the booth.
Okay.
And they have beaks, Elliot. Sharp beaks. Sharp beaks that can hurt me.
I see. Well, have Carol and Charles Dickens come back yet?
No, but Steve's there.
Well, who's Steve?
The boom guy.
The boom?
Oh, that cute fluffy thing that looks like a Muppet on a stick.
That's the boom, yes.
I've always wondered what it would look like with googly eyes.
Elliot!
I guess we'd better throw it to Steve before you lose a finger.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, here we go now. And now, Act Three. Do we have a title for Act Three?
Yeah, here they come. Ah! Don't bite my nose!
That's weird, but okay. And now, Act Three. Ah, here they come! Don't bite my nose!
Hi, folks. I'm Steve, the Muppet guy. I mean, the sound engineer. We met earlier, back in Act One. Remember? Anyway, Carol and Carolee just kind of took off and, like, left me here without an ending, alone. So, yeah, I'm not usually on this side of the mic, so really not sure what to do here, so... Hey, I know, I'll talk to some of these folks on the street. How about that, huh? Sound like a good idea? Okay, so, people on the street, what'll we talk about? Ooh, I know. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hannah.
Hannah who?
Hannah Partridge in a pear tree. That was fun. Now what?
What? No, I can't sing. I don't even know the. I want 7 socks for Christmas and a bandage for my knee. I want lots of sushi dinners underneath the Christmas tree. Maybe a new microphone. Maybe some old chicken bones and some Mountain Dew. All I want for Christmas. With Mountain Dew. Dude, for real, I told you, dude, I don't even know the words. I mean, oh, hey, look at that. It's that coffee shop from earlier. Let's go inside.
Welcome to Grindstone Coffee. Sorry, we're closed.
It's the middle of the day.
I know, but we can't make any coffee.
Aren't you a coffee shop?
Usually. But these two women just came in and bought our espresso machine.
They did what?
Bought our machine, and it's an Italian import, too. The award-winning Nuova Simonelli Appia II volumetric with cool touch wands, an ergonomic steam trigger, manual dosing buttons, and an auto-steam reservoir with a built-in water softener.
Sounds impressive.
It should be. It's $42,000.
What?
When my partner Mike and I opened this shop, we invested in a really good machine, and it makes really great coffee. But this year has been tough, and... So, anyway, this lady, this longtime customer, this problem customer, came in and gave us $50,000 in cash and told us to buy a new one. A better one. And then she told Mike to deliver the old one somewhere with a card that says it's from Anonymous.
Wait, you said two women?
Yeah.
Where'd they go?
No clue. The taller one was muttering something about health insurance.
Okay, thanks.
If you find them, tell them...
What?
Tell them thanks.
I think I know how this is gonna end. We're going back to the office.
It's got to be some sort of robot. Look at all these nozzles. This one is where it breathes. And this one is where it...
Ew. Jerry, just don't.
Everybody poops, Fred. Even robots.
It looks expensive and kind of familiar. Where have I seen this thing before?
Hey, is that an auto-steam reservoir with a built-in water softener?
How do you know that?
I used to be a barista. This is a top-of-the-line espresso machine. I think it's Italian.
So that's why the box says Fragile.
Who's it from?
The card says Anonymous.
Well, I hope Anonymous sent some instructions.
I'll teach you all how to use it.
Oh, golly gee, thanks, Martha. That'll come in real handy after we all lose our jobs today.
What the heck?
Huh?
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Boss, what's going on?
What's happening?
I have no idea.
Rob, I'm afraid.
We all are, Jerry.
Come on, everybody join in!
All I want for Christmas is... What's happening, Jerry?
Just do as she says, Fred!
Carol, are you okay?
Okay? Okay, I'm more than okay, Fred. I'm great. I'm wonderful. Isn't that right, Carly?
You bet, Carol.
All right, everybody. Take a seat. I have an announcement.
Oh, no.
This is it.
We're gonna be fired.
I'm sure you've all noticed that I've been very dissatisfied with your performance lately. Very dissatisfied. Despite my constant pushing, none of you have managed to meet my expectations. So, given that harsh reality, there are going to be some changes around here, starting with this.
Here it comes.
I quit.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Beg pardon?
I quit.
I don't understand.
I do. I understand more now than I ever have. I love this company. And I've put my heart and my soul and my joy and tears and sleepless nights and everything I have into it. And that's the problem.
What do you mean?
It's time to let it go. It's time for it to become its own thing. Don't you agree, Rob?
Sure, I guess. Yes.
Okay, then. Are you ready?
Ready for what?
Ready to be the boss.
Me?
Yes.
No.
What? Why not?
Because I'm not a woman.
So?
Carol, as long as I've known you, you've been committed to building a woman-owned business. And I've stayed here as long as I have because I support that goal, and I support you.
You do? But don't you want to be in charge?
I really don't. I want to have a job and a life. And I like being the go-to guy. I'm great at implementing decisions once they've been made, but I don't want to make them.
Wow. Okay, that's... Well, that kind of throws a wrench into my big production here. I mean, I was going to hand you the reins of my company and then give a big inspirational speech about legacy and kindness, but now I have absolutely no idea what to do.
Great news, everyone. I got our deposit back. The manager said we could have a party after KitchenCon.
Oh. Hello, Miss Farquaad. Good morning.
Belle.
You're here early. Can I get you something?
Why are you all looking at me like that? Why are you all smiling? Rob, Fred, Martha, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, Belle. Would you please set up a meeting for me?
Oh, of course. For when?
As soon as possible.
Who with?
Rob and me and you.
Me?
You.
Oh, okay. What about?
About the smish washer and the smash can and maybe a few other things.
Carol Farquaad, where in the blazes are you? There you are. Now you listen here. You don't get to have the last word.
Hi.
Yeah, we have been friends for far too long to let something as stupid and ridiculous as your work ethic to get in the way of
Marlene.
Our plans. And all of these people who have given so much... they deserve to be treated
Marlene.
With respect. And we've been friends for too long to let it end like this. And I was lonely by myself in Florida. And what are you doing?
I'm hugging you.
Well, cut it out. I'm mad at you. Stop hugging me this instant.
No.
You stop hugging me because I am very angry with
I
you.
I know, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You were right about everything.
Of course I was. I'm always right. When are you gonna learn?
Forgive me?
Yes.
Forgive me?
Yes.
Aww.
Shh. They're having a moment.
Why'd you come back? Florida was crazy. Seriously, I don't know why we ever thought we'd be happy there.
Well, I'm glad you're here because I really need your help with something.
I'm still retired.
Oh, I know. And I will be too.
What? Are you serious? When?
As soon as you help me train Belle to take over.
Excuse me? What?
I want you, Belle, to take over this company. I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner. You're amazing. You're smart and focused and generous and hardworking. What do you think?
But I mean, you said I'm not old enough. You're older than Carol and I were when we started.
And you have a business degree. We didn't have squat.
And I haven't paid my dues?
Oh, that's just a thing people say. I don't even know what it means.
Okay, well, you two had each other. I don't have anyone.
Oh, yes, you do.
We got you.
We're not going anywhere.
You are gonna be so awesome.
Thanks. You all are the best. I'm going to have different ideas, Carol. Lots of different ideas about everything. Are you okay with that?
I'm counting on it. But here's the most important question, though. Is this what you want?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Then let's do it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We'll begin the transition in January after all of you take a good long break with 3 weeks of paid time off.
Yeah! Carol, I am so proud of you. I'm so happy. This is a wonderful thing you're doing, and I know you won't regret it, and... Why are you crying?
Thanks for calling me last night. You reminded me who I was, who I am, and most importantly, who I want to be.
What are you talking about?
Your Skype call.
I didn't Skype you.
You didn't?
No.
But what about Buzz and Topper and Mrs. Dilber?
What about them? They're right over there.
Hiya, Carol. Hey, boss.
Hello, friends. It's good to see you all again.
Hey, are you okay?
Yes. I'm more than okay.
What the?
Oh my gosh, it's the swearing parrots!
Hey, they're awesome!
I know, right?
Everybody!
Carol Farquaad was better than her word. She did it all and infinitely more. She worked every day to be better than the system, to change it from within, and to use her power for kindness. In just 10 short months, Belle took over Smart Home Kitchen Essentials and introduced so many successful products that they ran out of words that sounded good with an SM in front. Some folks laughed and posted sarcastic memes about the change in her, but she paid no heed, for she knew that there is way more beauty in this world than can be found in the latest internet hashtag.
Hey, Carly, I have something for you.
A present for me?
Open it.
Oh, it's Rosie! But don't you think Belle should have this?
Belle's gonna do her own thing. I wanted you to have her. Don't forget us.
I won't. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. A story of kindness and hope for our bruised, angry world. Stories are powerful, folks. And during the holidays, we crave stories like this. We listen every year so we can be thankful that we're not nearly as greedy as this poor protagonist and feel satisfied when the miser is reformed once again. But then we move on and let the story fade away into a never-ending roll of the present moment. where conventional wisdom and mindfulness exercises tell us that true happiness resides. I don't think that's true. The present moment is fleeting. It slips through our fingers before we can think about reaching for it. It's too small for happiness, and it's certainly too small for us to meet one another there. I don't want to live only in the present moment. I'd rather live in the expanse forged by the collision of past, present, and future. I'd rather linger there, marveling at all of those unique, beautiful explosions of humanity within, celebrating their multitudes of histories and destinies and memories and dreams and everything in between. For we are messy beings made of contradictions whose only task in the end is to connect. That's it. To connect.
Hey, Elliot.
Yeah, Gary, I know. I'm pontificating again.
No, you're not. It's...
What?
Merry Christmas, Elliot.
You too, Gary.
Hey, you too.
Us?
Yes, you radio people, you.
What do you want?
Less talking, more celebrating.
Thank you for joining us in this episode of Life in This America. I'm your host, Elliot Payne. And in the words of me, Elliot Payne, and probably Gary too, and maybe everyone else in the whole world, God bless us, everyone. Happy holidays!
Joining us for this evening's live performance of the Indiana Public Radio Holiday Radio Drama. This American Carol was written by Jennifer Blackmer, featuring the talents of Michelle Kinsey as Carol, Michael Kleber as Elliot, Tony Sandlavin as Gary, Olivia Atkinson as Carly, Jacob Pettijohn as Steve, Nick Fatou as Rob, Lindsay Cox as Martha, Haley Garner as Belle, Blake Chapman as Fred, Kelly Phillips as Jerry, Margaret Reeder as Marlene, Bob Green as Buzz, Emily Worrell as young Marlene, Emma Groh as young Carol, Paul Tabianini as Tech Guy, Riley Gilmer as Emily, Ellie Blackmer as the barista, and Michael Elliott as Mrs. Jolene Dilber. This American Carol was directed by Matthew Reeder, stage managed by Grace Schoening, executive produced by Jennifer Blackmer, with musical direction by Michael Elliott. Tonight's musicians were Taya Mirabelli, Landon Thompson, Michael Shipp, Carter Brickler, Jeffrey Gentry, Noah Smelser, Theo Garcia, and the singers were Phoebe Jacobs, Olivia Broadwater, Elizabeth Halal, Jake Mickle, John Osgood, Brayton Wilds, James Hayakawa. Sound effects by Stan Sollers and Allison Paris, with assistance by Madison Trowbridge. Video by Dottie Kreps, Sarah Kreps, and Chris Fluke. Broadcast engineer was Sean Ashcraft. House audio engineer was Jeff Seitz. Audio engineers were Abigail Bash, Paul Butler, Jacob Holtzman, and Liam Van Overwall. The presenting sponsors for This American Carol are Lifestream Services and Indiana Michigan Power, with major support by Meeks Mortuary and Crematory, Michelle Walker Thrivent Financial, and Yorktown Public Library. Additional support for the radio drama is provided by Mark's Service Center and Morrison Woods Health Campus. Produced for Indiana Public Radio by Angie Rapp. Happy holidays and good night.